This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Come once again for another hour of strong feelings, opinions, information. It's Thursday, October the 18th, 2018. To the extreme side we go, the extreme. Remember, actually, you aren't Catholic. You remember ever reading anything about extreme unction? Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer, who would be our expert on extreme unction, that'll give you a clue, is not here. Ever heard of extreme unction?
No.
No, that's what the Catholic, at the last rites, the Catholic Church gives you extreme unction if you've been extremely naughty. I think that's the way that they take care of that. Here
I've
we are.
Last rites, but yes, I haven't heard of that part.
Okay, well, see, you've learned something already being around your Uncle Dougie. Here we are, another huge opportunity to improve what you know, and Victoria takes over with what she knows.
Well, the whole country is starting to talk about Jamie Kloss. She is the 13-year-old girl who vanished from her home on Monday. An Amber Alert was issued after her parents were both found dead in the home. They were both shot. And so now the FBI has engaged the public asking for any type of clues or tips that you can possibly give. They've so far received more than 400 tips, but nothing really seems to be a break in the case. And during a 911 call on Monday, the dispatcher heard a disturbance in the background, but no one actually spoke directly to the dispatcher. So they sent some police out. They arrived in less than 4 minutes after the call, which is an amazing response time. This all happened in Wisconsin. And no vehicles were found in the immediate area, according to the sheriff. And the police said they have determined whose cell phone called the 911, but they are not identifying the owner of that call. It could have been Jamie Kloss, who's 13. It could have been one of the parents. They're just not saying at this time, and they think that this is an abduction case, that whoever went into the house and killed her parents took Jamie with them, and it's been 3 days now, so this is turning into, in Barron, Wisconsin, this is turning into more than a local story now.
To what end would they want, what is there something about the family, something about her that's particularly valuable, some connection is... They chase us down. It's like a bad police story or a good police cop show.
Yeah, it's one of the things. They're not saying if her parents were targeted, but it does kind of appear that way. I don't think that there's anything about this family that, from the surface, that seems extraordinary. They both her parents were employees of Jenny O. Turkey, which is they worked in a turkey store in Barron, Wisconsin, and they were longtime employees there. And Jenny O's turkey store is owned by Hormel, the parent company. Hormel issued a statement saying that they had been loyal, longtime employees, and that this was just such a devastating loss for the company.
This is very strange.
You're right. It's very strange. This is a very small town, and people just can't really seem to wrap their head around it. James Kloss was 56. Denise Kloss was 46. And, again, Jamie is 13, and they have her description out. So if you do know anything, you can call the FBI tip line.
So do you think that the number of police shows on television, there are so many of them that deal with murder, kidnapping, rape, horrible things that are done to good people by horrible people. Do you think that and the movies that are around and some of the novels that are written, do you think that has an influence on people doing things like this that gives people ideas, motivates them to pull off this sort of this kind of crime?
You know, I don't know.
Crime shows are everywhere. That's all TV.
Statistics on that, but it could be.
Well, I don't
know. They're always copycat
for your
killers,
gut feeling.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, they're always good. Well, I don't know why. I'm just saying, like, there are always copycat killers. So, mm-hmm. in some cases, you know, authorities have been reluctant to release details, especially if it's a serial killer, because there's always someone who wants to be the copycat serial killer. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It could be. It just, or it's just straight mental illness, and
food
I don't know. Yeah. Mm.
Well, a lot of mental illness. Maybe that's what connects all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who do things that aren't the that are on the up and up, I thought it was interesting. Next person in the news here on the DJV program is Kobe Bryant, who was scheduled to be part of a jury during the Animation is Film Festival this weekend. A petition, however, was circulated yesterday calling for his removal, started by Women and Allies on Change.org. And the petition said, quote, In light of the Me Too movement, there's been little or no recourse for Kobe Bryant's actions of sexual assault. Kobe Bryant is one of these things. I don't know if pleased is the right word. I've never had any use for Kobe Bryant because I knew someone that was sort of on the inside of what went on back in 2003. This guy is, he was made a hero. Another example, ladies, of somebody who is good as a sports figure, sports personality, sports hero, a good basketball player who, under the surface, at least several times, had been accused of rape. He was apparently a serial sexual predator. And so, under the circumstances, these people coming to the surface reminding all that no one ought to be exempt from this sort of thing. He got away with it. He was not held accountable because I believe at the time his girlfriend or his wife, whoever it was, I think his girlfriend, didn't file any charges. But there was plenty of information about him and other circumstances. Because he was a big celebrity, nobody really came forth. But the complaints, they haven't really continued. So is this a circumstance where we should let bygones be bygones, or do we hold on to this stuff? Because it has relativity. This certainly, this guy won an Oscar for his part in an animated short film. But 17,000
people were very upset that he was there on stage last year at the Oscars.
Yeah.
And that he was accepting the Oscar. A lot of women had a problem with that.
Right. 17,000 people signed this petition to get him off. Anyway,
what's he supposed to be doing?
He was the judge at some animated film festival.
Oh, okay.
Maybe because of his involvement in the thing he won the Oscar for last year.
Right.
But I've never thought this guy was any good. I never liked him. Good basketball player, but the cretin is a human being.
Mm.
So another person who gets in. Speaking of basketball, they had a pretty good opening. What was it, yesterday or last night, night before the basketball season started? Get to the end of baseball season. Football season's what? About in the middle of their season.
Mm-hmm.
And now basketball begins. How much further behind? There's probably a hockey game planned pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, hockey's already started, but yes. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. One other person in the news. Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, she's still dead. But her prayer book has been found. And this one is going to be auctioned off. It's a Jewish prayer book. You'll find them online for $12, $100, $200. This one, though, could be worth a lot of dough. It's going up for auction on the 12th of next month. Auction house in Cedarhurst, New York. She converted in 1956 to Judaism, married Arthur Miller. He was the playwright. Yeah, I didn't
know. I know Arthur Miller, sure, but I never knew she converted.
Well, according to the Jewish Museum in New York, Victoria, she took her conversion seriously, cited her relationship with the entire Miller family, and the rabbi, Robert Goldberg, used to study Judaic texts together. Starting price, $4,600, what they put on as an opening bid. Book will probably sell anywhere between $7,000-$12,000. The added value comes from the fact that Marilyn Monroe owned it. If the book hadn't been used by her, probably be worth, again, maybe $100, something like that. was presented to her by the Avenue N Jewish Center in Brooklyn, which is believed to have been Arthur Miller's former synagogue. The book came to the surface again in 1999 during a Christie's auction, sold a large amount of her estate. So, there you go. Remember her version of Happy Birthday, Mr. President? It was pretty obvious Jackie Kennedy was really upset when she was there. Jack Kennedy's birthday.
Happy birthday. Was Jackie there sitting next to him when she did this?
I think she was in the house.
I thought she wasn't there.
Really? I know she was upset wherever she was.
I wouldn't be happy either. This is the creepiest version of Happy Birthday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe and her reality, I guess the reality of her life lives on. Let's see here. Another
quick question. Going back to that really quick. Was she married to Arthur Miller when she died?
I was just looking that up, and it looked like they got divorced in 61, and then she died in 62. So I don't know.
I don't think she was married to anybody then. But she was killed by the FBI because of her relationship with Kennedy. That's a whole... And Robert Kennedy, she'd had relationships with
both of them. I thought she OD'd.
That's what the police report said. She did OD, but did she do it by herself? Was it self-administered, or was there a little help from not her friends?
But why was she a threat, though? I don't get that. That doesn't make any sense. I understand all the conspiracy theories or whatever, but I don't understand what... She was married to Arthur Miller until 61, and then...
J. Edgar Hoover at that time was a senile old man. And there were people being dispatched by the FBI all over the place. If you talk to old FBI agents or read into the history, you can find the history of that quack. And J. Edgar Hoover was a real bad guy.
Yeah, I've heard horror stories.
He really did bad stuff to a lot of people that ought not to. He had way too much power. Way too much power. And the fact that the FBI building is named after him. He's the head of the FBI.
Okay.
And he was... I'm trying to remember back. I think that Hoover put him in. Matter of fact, President Hoover put J. Edgar Hoover. There was no they weren't related, was it? Maybe it was FDR. But somewhere in the 30s, he became director of the FBI, and he was there until he died with his girlfriend, boyfriend, who used to run around the office with skirts.
Wasn't he having an affair with Roy Cohn, too, the famous lawyer?
He had plenty of affairs that were, because he was the chief of the FBI, were kept very, very quiet.
And I'm sure he had files on everybody, so he could threaten anyone into silence.
Intimidate everybody, including the Kennedys, Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Jeez.
Thank you, Marilyn, for giving us that point of view. Here's another point of view. If you're looking for a great smile, you're looking to leave a lasting impression on people, how about... using power swabs. White smile, super important for all of us. A lot of people who are in the public eye want to make sure that they have the whitest smile. A lot of people who are in the public eye are using the power swabs way to keep their teeth white. If you drink a lot of coffee or tea or wine, you smoke a little bit, take a few minutes. 5, to be exact. 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays. Power swabs studied by doctors. Uses patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten the stains, brighten your teeth. This is a kind of a no-brainer. All you have to do is get the tubes. You call 800-208-1797. They send you these tubes. Snap one of them. Take the Q-tips. Now, I'm not going to do it now, ladies. But clean, because I just did it yesterday, and you're supposed to wait a few days in between applications. Once a week, actually, will improve your smile a couple of points. You'll see it, though, after the first 5 minutes, you'll be able to look at your teeth and see that they're turning whiter. So, take advantage of the exclusive offer from the DJV program. Can't get it online or in stores. 800-208-1797. Half price if you call now to get power swabs to whiten your teeth. That's 800-208-1797.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Places that I've never been.
Good stuff.
Seeing things.
Everybody, crank up your radios. It's Willie time at 23 after the hour on the DJV show.
Joy and Kara and I and you. How can you not enjoy Willie? And on the road again. Crank this puppy up, will you please, Kara?
We're the best of friends. Uh-huh. The world,
I'm moving my bod.
On the road again.
This was the one that Clinton, Willie Nelson, Clinton used it and Willie told him not to use it. Am I right? Is my recollection right about this?
I have never heard that, but yeah. It's possible.
Yeah. I think that happened.
I know the Prince.
All right. Oh, Fleetwood Mac. Maybe it was a Fleetwood Mac song.
No, I thought they gave that song to him.
I think they did give it to him.
Yeah, I think this one was.
Yeah. Willie bringing the largest season of the Outlaw Music Festival to a close on Sunday at the Hollywood Bowl. The finale marking the first time this touring festival has hit the West Coast. A revolving cast of live performers. The Outlaw Music Festival has grown year after year after year to 17 shows all over the East Coast, Midwest, and South. This season it'll conclude in the Hollywood Bowl with Willie and the Family Band, Phil Lesh and his friends Sturgill Simpson, Margot Price, Lucas Nelson, and Promise of the Real and Particle Kid. I don't know who that is, but Willie is a good take on his own. His family now has come along. He says the outlaw music continues to mean the same thing it did 100 years ago. He added Hazel Smith from Nashville wrote in her book that the outlaw movement was because we went against traditional Nashville's way of recording things. Outlaw music is doing it your way, a mixture of country, rock and roll, blues, bluegrass, all that kind of stuff. You know, I never knew why it was called the Outlaw Music Festival. I thought that some of these guys were outlaws. Or it was started, yeah, some of them might have been outlaws. So, that's good. So the lineup this year for the Outlaw Music Festival, Brandi Carlile, Van Morrison, who's great friends with Willie, Nathaniel Ratliff, and the Night Sweats, Tedeschi Trucks Band, and Neil Young. No surprise of that.
That's a really cool lineup. I'm not even into it. This is very fringe country. I wouldn't even really call that much country, but...
These are outlaws.
It's really... Yeah, that's a cool lineup. I would love to have seen that.
Next year's Outlaw Festival will be the fourth year. We'll include more dates on the West Coast, stops in San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle, among others. The season closer kicks off Sunday in the Hollywood Bowl with the Particle Kid. You can find a ticket here and there if you go to HollywoodBowl.com. Not many. So, kind of neat. Neat. Good stuff. Something to look for. If I was in L.A. this weekend, I'd probably try to go to that. I've never been. My daughter is in awe. I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl. Never once.
I know Ben always says that you would love it there. I would love to see a show at the Hollywood Bowl. It just looks like
understand.
One of those great venues.
Although Megan says it's because the orchestra is this. It's basically the Hollywood Symphony Orchestra or the L.A. Symphonic or whatever. So they play indoors at the Disney Center during the winter, and that's why they don't have anything at the Hollywood Bowl. Yeah, I suppose. Next up, country star Garth Brooks announcing his plans for a stadium tour. Said at a press conference, "People that know me know I'm scared to death of stadiums." He's putting that fear aside as he prepares to embark on a three-year stadium tour. He'll be raking it in. He also announced that his Saturday show in Notre Dame Stadium will air as a primetime TV concert special December 2nd on CBS.
Well, that'll do well.
It'll do very well, yeah. His North American stadium tour expected to total around 30 shows. He'll play 10 to 12 stadiums a year. He's long been capable of filling stadiums for sure. He's only played a handful during his 30-year career. Most recently at Yankee Stadium a couple of years ago. He likes the smaller arenas. Despite the stadiums pushing for two-tier pricing, Brooks will stick to his longtime policy. All tickets, including those in the field, for one price. He says he never wanted a parent taking their children to his show to have to explain that they're not seated closer to the stage because they couldn't afford it. There's a smart guy.
His tickets are actually $75. I think that's the price that he set for all of them.
And Trisha Yearwood, his wife, comes with him, I think. She's
not on this tour. She's going to do her own tour, but he said she might make stops here and there as a special guest.
Huh. Interesting. Imagine how much money these people are making with these these tours. God love them. They're very good at what they do. They deserve every ounce of success that they have. 29 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Except, don't change your partner. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more you try to change your partner, the more disappointed you'll be. People, after all, do not change each other. Instead, we merely change ourselves. So many couples fight because one partner wants the other partner to be different. But again, we don't change others. We only have the capacity to influence them. Instead of trying to change your partner, consider spending more energy accepting him or her. The more you can accept your partner for who he or she truly is, the more likely you'll be able to truly love that person. Not just the idea of him or her. Your partner is amazing, just like you are. Focus your energy on learning about and listening to your partner rather than making him or her into some fictitious character. No, your partner is not a creation of your mind. He or she is immensely better than anything you can create, so get to accepting instead of changing. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm going to ask each of you to come back with a 5% budget cut.
In the face of a soaring federal deficit, President Trump asking all department heads to cut their budgets, speaking at a cabinet meeting yesterday.
I think you'll all be able to do it. There may be a special exemption, perhaps. I don't know who that exemption would be. If you can do more than 5, some of you will say, hey, I can do much more than 5.
President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are to meet today to discuss what Pompeo learned in Saudi Arabia and Turkey this week, part of the continuing search for answers about the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The death toll from Hurricane Michael now at least 32. Four bodies were found yesterday in Mexico Beach, Florida. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The hour today is upon us. Forget about yesterday. Look in the rearview mirror. Whatever happened, good, bad, or indifferent. Kind of let's move ahead. Let's think about our future and figure out if we can what's going on in our nation today that we can talk about. Perhaps have some influence on. It's Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen in the catbird seat with Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Jennifer back, I think, next week at this time. The students who took the ACT test, getting worse scores than in years past, according to the annual report, ACT, they're like the SATs. Colleges use them for deciding in some measure whether or not a student ought to be admitted to their college. Average score on the ACT math test dropped to its lowest level in 20 years.
according to a statement from the ACT folks. On a scale of 36, the average score came in at 20.5, sliding down from 21.1. Report shows students who are identified as Hispanic and black tested worse than those who said they were white or Asian. Asian students not only tested best as a whole, but their average scores, the composite scores, are better this year than they were last year. Every other group's average score was down. So why do you think that is, ladies? Why are Asians doing better than Hispanics or blacks or whites? What a divisive thing this is. But anyway, other than being divisive and showing how badly in some neighborhoods the schools are. See, well, if I may, before you expound on your thoughts, one of the things that I've become sort of an activist in locally, to the chagrin of some people who don't like me because I just have a big mouth and am interested in fixing things, there are a couple of schools in town here where I live that are subpar, substandard, and they're in the worst parts of town. So my question to the superintendent is, first thing is, people getting paid less to teach in that school, more, or just the same? Oh, everybody across the system gets paid the same. All teachers at their level get paid the same. So there's no less because you teach at that school or more because you teach in that school. So if that's the case, then why aren't all the teachers equivalent? Why are some, quote-unquote, better teachers at one school on my side of town and the, quote-unquote, worst teachers are on that school on the other side of town? Why is that? The answer to which there is no real... because there is no answer to that question. So what is there? The teachers can transfer as they want to. If there's an opening, they start at the school that's on the bad side of town, and there's an opening in the school on the good side of town, gonzo. So why is there a bad side of town? Well, because the children that live in the projects, because that's really where this school is, in the projects, we call them. They call them that year. Is that an old term? Maybe it's an old term.
No, it's what you,
what
hear
I mean.
People say in,
yeah,
all of
the
in all cities and urban areas. Yeah, it's,
right. Yeah.
The projects are Section 8 housing, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's all Section 8. So these kids come from broken homes. Their parents are most of the time not able to speak English. They have menial jobs. Many of them, the parent that is around has 2-3 jobs, never sees the kids. And oftentimes there are more kids in the house than they can take care of, that person can take care of. So there's minimum supervision. I mean, there are all kinds of things that become, the explanation becomes trite. But yet, if we're paying, you and me are paying to have educational opportunities presented to children who live in our community of all sizes and shapes and colors, then why is there this problem? To which there is a lot of BS coming from union leaders, the teachers' unions, and all this other stuff. We don't have this, we don't have that. Well, if that's the case, I know a lot. Remember, we at the beginning of the school year, we started talking about all the teachers who were buying things on their own.
Yeah.
And there were PTA organizations.
That seems to happen.
Right. So what's going on? Where's the money going that we have, we're putting aside, what is it, $180 billion that comes from the feds every year? And who knows what untold billions are spent by the states? And then property taxes. In Massachusetts, we're building, for example, a new school in our community. The school costs $96 or $94 million or something ridiculous like that. And the state pays for $40 million of it. State pays. The state doesn't pay anything. We pay taxes to the state, and they yank that money to subsidize what the locals are going to have to pay in a tax override. Because we don't have the facilities within our budget to pay for the new school. So, What's going on with all this money? You're going to build a nice school? Got the money to do that, but we don't have enough money to buy paper, books, pencils. Oh, they don't use books anymore. They all have tablets assigned to them. So that's another, what? I think, remember, town meeting a couple of years ago, we approved $1,100 a piece for tablets for pretty much everybody in school. It's so what? Who's using all these tools? They're there. Why do we have such poor results? Is it a socioeconomic thing? In this circumstance, certainly looks like, okay, so I asked you ladies, to give me your take on this.
Well, your question was, why are Asian kids doing better than any other ethnicity? I think that's a question for Asian kids and Asian parents. Share your secrets. I don't know. I have no idea what the answer is.
Is it just
a family structure that's different?
Yeah. It's a focus on education. Getting ahead.
It's a priority.
Working hard. Yeah, priority.
So there's a different, I think survival is a priority in some ethnicities, especially in poor urban areas. And I don't think the divorce rate, I don't think there's as high of a rate of single parents in Asian communities. So that could be part of it. There's a two-parent system there at home. I don't know. I think that there are probably a lot of factors. And you can't change those factors. Those are things that you can't change. But you're right, though. You have to at least look at the school structure and the education structure and see, obviously, there are a lot of holes that need to be plugged up. So, you can't, if the socioeconomic factor is a huge influencer on who's doing well, we can't really tackle that, but you should absolutely get some answers from a superintendent as to why one school that's, a couple miles away from the other one, is there such a huge difference?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know how big your town is, but it's not a city. It can't be
70,
that big. I mean, I know technically it is a city now. Yeah, I know, but it's not really a city.
70.
I'm a New Yorker. It's not a city. It's a town.
No, it isn't. No, it's been and the population of Framingham has been pretty stable between 67,000 and 74,000 as long as I can remember. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, to me, especially in a town that small, there is no excuse. Why would there be such a huge difference?
Nope. So anyway, it's interesting to see how these. It's the sort of same old story, but I think that a lot of people are jealous of Asian families because they are pretty focused on getting ahead, working hard, and that includes what goes on with students who are in school. Let's work hard and achieve what we have the opportunity to achieve. There seems to be an appreciation for the opportunities that are available here. So anyway. That's something to contemplate, something to think about. Also to think about what's going on today, National No Beard Day. Men, start your shavers.
Talk about guys with beards.
Right, ZZ Top.
Wow.
Or Kara's father.
Or Kara's dad. Yeah,
my dad actually went to a beard competition over the weekend. You should have seen the pictures. All of these old guys with these really long white beards. It was hilarious.
Did he compete?
No, he didn't compete. But seeing some of the winners, I think he definitely could have made it pretty far.
Yeah. He looked the first time I saw a picture of him, I thought, ZZ Top, man, there he is, ready to go to work. This is the anniversary of the first electric shaver being used, this date 1930. Electric razor actually came out in 1898. Schick patented the first shaver decades later. So this is, what was this, the sale, I suppose, of National No Beard Day. History of it goes back, let's go back to 1860. Last president with facial hair, William Howard Taft, took his twirly mustache with him. Since then, no sitting president has had a beard or a mustache. I was trying to envision what Trump would look like with a beard. Not a necessarily pretty picture. And I was thinking about what Bush would have looked like or Obama.
Didn't Obama grow a beard after he... facial hair? Or
a bit of facial
hair. Kind of let it go. Yeah. Wasn't like a full-on beard.
Lincoln had a beard. 1860, 11-year-old girl wrote to Abraham Lincoln... when he was running for president, saying that she would get her brothers to vote for him if he grew a beard because she thought it would look better on him than his thin face. He had what was called a chin curtain when he won the election. You think it's a coincidence or not?
I don't know. If an 11-year-old girl says, hey, you're going to look better with a beard, and I don't know, maybe. That's hilarious if that's the real story behind his facial hair.
Mm-hmm. In 1828, the safety razor was invented, predecessor of the Gillette razor, and then all the others that have come along. Shaving at home became possible. Before that, you used to have to go to the barber shop and have the straight-edge razor used. I remember my grandfather, who was a barber, had a straight-edge razor. He used to
Sharpen it up on a leather strap that he had.
I can't even watch movies or videos. Yeah. Like any time in James Bond where someone...
Yeah. Now, those are the straight razors. Those have been, those are back in style in like barbershops and stuff. People, guys love going and getting
a hot towel shave. What's the name? We've been talking to, what's the shaving company, Day Shave or something? What's that new company that's been going wild everywhere? You hear about them. I know the advertising guys have been talking to them. One day shaver, 5 day shaver. There's some kid invented some kind of a...
I know there's a bunch. There's Dollar Shave Club.
Dollar Shave, there's a couple different companies.
Oh, Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave. Great. I have a lot of guy friends who actually use them. They love those razors.
Right. So there's that. But this the whole business, shaving creams, when I shave, people want to know, I shave in the shower. And people say, how do you see what you're shaving? And I can just feel
Do you have a mirror?
I mean. No, I don't need it. I know what my face looks like. I shave it and it comes out straight and clean. And I actually kind of love the feeling. I don't like hair on my face. After it's grown for a day or two, if I've been busy and I haven't shaved, it bothers me. I don't like having my face really feels smooth. It's kind of like a baby's face. Baby face. You got the cutest little baby face. All right. Enough of that stuff. TV report. The Conners did well the other night. Won the night. I didn't beat Roseanne's premiere ratings, but that's okay. It's still, I love it. Why can't the headline just be The Conners Wins the Night? Period.
Well, because everyone was looking to see how they would do without Roseanne. That's the big story. So the story really is it did really well. It won its night. It beat it beat all the competition. Yeah. But it still only had 10 million as opposed to, what did she have, 20 million?
18 million.
18, something like that.
Right. Yeah, well, you know what?
But the interesting thing is the season finale of Roseanne didn't do that well, which, and I don't remember it at all. I didn't watch that season. But so this new premiere of The Conners blew the season finale of Roseanne out of the water. It just didn't beat the premiere.
Well, when you consider how many choices there are these days, 10, 11 million viewers is quite good.
Yeah.
You know, the average...
For a broadcast network,
considered,
that's really good.
Success have 6 to 8 million listeners for each episode. Mm-hmm. So that's good. All right. So that the expectation was, let's see how it does from week to week now for a while. As there was a lot of anticipation about that. See if it holds with good writing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So what do we have on the docket for tonight in a brief way, Victoria?
On TBS, we've got the MLB playoff. It's game 5. The Red Sox are at the Houston Astros.
Yay!
Yeah, Red Sox suck. If you want to watch some basketball, Chicago Bulls are at the Philadelphia 76ers tonight at 8 on TNT. The Yankees are out of it, so you can say the Yankees suck now.
Yankees suck.
There's a new episode of Superstore at 8 p.m. on NBC.
Why? What is that show, though? Who cares? What is that show?
People like it. I haven't seen it.
Really?
People do. Yep, people apparently like it. It's a comedy. Quirky people working at, like, a Walmart. It's kind of a fun idea. The show I've never understood is The Big Bang Theory. That's brand new tonight, and that still has... I just don't get it.
You and I have similar tastes. We don't see that. The people laughing. What are they laughing at?
I don't see the value
funny
in that.
It's
one.
Stupid. No.
If you're into football, the Broncos are at the Arizona Cardinals tonight on 8 p.m. That's 8 p.m. on Fox. And there's a brand new episode of The Good Place on NBC at 8:30. Yeah. That is a show worth watching. That is a great, great show. Yeah. And also, if you're into Young Sheldon, this is the spinoff of The Big Bang Theory. That is brand new tonight on CBS at 8:30. And if you want to watch Station 19, that is brand new tonight on ABC at 9.
Another fire department show.
Yep.
10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Let's get at some technology info, shall we? Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan once again front and center with some of the important stories. A new Postmates app. What are we going to do with this?
Well, Postmates, the name itself is kind of deceiving. It has no relation to the Postal Service.
Yeah.
It's actually a delivery app, and this has been gaining in popularity since it started with crowdfunding, and it got $300 million in venture funding just last month. Yes, it's crazy. So I have friends who in different parts of the country who use Postmates, and they love it. What it is, essentially, it's an on-demand logistics app, and it has a fleet of couriers, and they will deliver everything from drugstore items to groceries and things like that. And so they, all you do, you open up the app, and you tell them what store you need something from. If you need something from CVS, and then you need something from Wegmans or whatever your local grocery store is, that's where, how you use the Postmates app. There are several apps that are similar but not as big. They have now expanded to 60% of the U.S. is now covered by Postmates, and they said in a new blog post that they are now bringing their delivery service to 134 additional cities, bringing it up to a total of 550 cities across the country. Now, the expansion also includes 300 new Chipotle locations, so you can order your lunch or dinner from Chipotle. And Postmates has a promotion, so if you are going to use the Postmates app, you can get $4 off all of your Chipotle orders with a code that's Chipotle134. And Postmates says that they are continuing continuing to grow at an unprecedented rate. Fortune magazine has been following Postmates and has been reporting on the $300 million that they got in venture funding and basically giving reviews along the way. And the reviews are really good. So good that the app Postmates is now valued at $1.2
billion. Wow.
And it is Postmates noted that the unlimited service, which is $9.99 per month, it's a subscription fee. It gives you free delivery. That has actually grown by 300%. So, if you are in an area where Postmates delivers, you should definitely check it out, and you can do a free trial, and you can get some money off your Chipotle if you want to have your lunch delivered to you, or any of your groceries, your medicines, all this stuff. It's great for the elderly. It's really a huge convenience.
It is. Sounds very cool. All right, so thank you for that. That's a lot of money. Wowie zowie. Sony is allowing users to change their PlayStation user IDs. Let's get an update on that.
The Geek Out.
It's a move by Sony that's more than a decade in the making. When I opened my PlayStation account way back in, well, it feels like a lifetime ago, the user ID I set for my name back then is something I've wanted to change forever but haven't been able to. The inability to do that is something that has been the single largest request for Sony for the better part of 10 years, and now it finally appears the company's figured out how to accommodate. Rolling out to users participating in their preview program will allow them to change their PlayStation ID once for free, and then anytime after that for $5. It's in testing now, but we're told the full rollout to change your PlayStation user ID will take place in early 2019.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, hair, good doggos. Hulu is cutting their, some channels from their lineup. I was thinking of hair cutting when I looked at that for some reason. So straighten me out here, will you please, and the rest of us.
Okay. Well, Hulu said that they are aiming to change up its live TV offering, and they're going to break it down into current, they're going to break down the current $40 per month is the package. They want to break it down into smaller bundles because people apparently seem to like a la carte choosing certain packages of channels together. They want to focus more on that. The current package of $40 a month on Hulu has over a million subscribers, and the CEO, Randy Freer, said he wants to drop some of Hulu's existing live channels in favor of on-demand programming because not many people watch live stuff anymore, and they're going to focus on live TV efforts will be live sports and news, and everything else will kind of be moving more towards on-demand.
Really?
So expect some changes if you're a Hulu
user. So what am I paying $11 a month for to Hulu?
To have on-demand access to pretty much everything.
Oh, really? Okay. I demand that you send me this television show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.